In Northwest News on KPLU, it might seem like a long way away from football season, but the University of Washington football team has taken the field for spring practice and will have their public spring scrimmage on April 23rd. KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel sat down with KPLU's Kevin Kniestad to talk about what he's noticed so far this spring and what to expect from the Huskies this season.
All right, Art, so for this upcoming Husky season, how much of it is going to revolve around young quarterback Jake Browning?
Just about the whole deal.
Okay.
He is a remarkable guy. I think he has a chance to be up there in the pantheon of Husky quarterbacking greats, from Bob Schlereth to Sonny Sixkiller to the Hewards and Billy Joe Hobert and Mark Brunell. He's that caliber of player. He was a freshman. He was the first freshman to start his first game in the 125-year-plus history of the Washington program last year. And he led him to a 6-6 regular season record. Not anything great, but his progress in the season was obvious and steady. This year he's come back now. Spring drills are underway, and everyone is impressed with his apparent increase in physical maturity as well as his command of the game. And they're certainly going to count on him to deliver the goods as a sophomore in a much more dramatic way than he did as a freshman. The other cool thing about what may happen here is that they may have a passing game that goes down the field. There's a returning player, John Ross. He's a wide receiver who sat out all of last year with two knee injuries, and he's back, and he ran in drills a 4.25-second 40-yard dash, which is incredibly fast at any level on any sport in anything. He is going to be a star, and if Browning and Ross can connect, they've got a very good running back in Miles Gaskin, who will be a sophomore. He's from O'Day High School, and they really do have a chance to do very well, I think, on the offensive side of the ball.
I think I ran a 4.25 10-yard dash most recently.
Oh, really? I thought I heard your hammies going up there.
Well, so what are you worried about going into the season? What are the concerns?
Well, I think most Husky fans would look at the defense and wonder if they're going to be able to replace some of the losses to graduation in the NFL that this defense has had. They've had two very good seasons defensively, and they will return a great secondary anchored by Buda Baker, the Bellevue High School star, who is also going to play a little bit of offense, I think, this year. They really like the secondary, but the front seven sustained some losses. There's a lot to prove there. So the offense really is going to have to carry the team this coming year.
And there's a few injuries right now, too.
Right. The offensive line is a scary thing. They've got two very good but very young offensive tackles who both missed practices this spring, Caleb McGarry and Trey Adams. They're both going to be very good. If they stay healthy, the Huskies have a chance to be dominant offensively.
Okay, so 140 days to go before kickoff. So there's a long stretch of time before we see that first play of the game. So what kind of projections can you make right now?
They're going to be successful this year. I think they're going to have at least 7 wins. They also have a great benefit of a cupcake non-conference schedule with teams you've likely never heard of. Very annoying thing, I think, for those of us who enjoy competitive games, but that's how you build your record and make money. And the upshot is that I think they're going to be at least 7 wins. I think they're going to be 8, and I think they will be a contender for the Pac-12 North shot in the Pac-12 championship game. I don't think they're better than Oregon this year, but you know, sometime, somewhere, somehow, the Huskies are going to beat the Ducks, and I hope that our children's children's children will be around to experience that.
All right, thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.